Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Rocking and rolling our way through a Tuesday show. Reminder, tomorrow, Anthony Tolliver. Can't wait to get AT's thoughts on all this stuff. What did he see on the floor? What does he think about Kevin Durant? What does he think now about the remainder of this series? Shifting back to Oakland, 3-2 in favor of Toronto, but it feels like a little bit of Uncle Mo. Uncle Momentum is on the Golden State side. Again, I just got to think, if you know that the champagne's on ice, I bet they were tarping off the locker room. You know what I mean? Like, I bet they were doing all that stuff. They're handing out the ski goggles in the locker room. I bet someone radioed to someone, hey, Bill.
Yeah, I'm on intercom too. Yeah, I don't want to jinx it or anything, but can you get down to the locker room and get the ski masks ready to go, or the ski goggles, excuse me, ready? Like,
I bet that's what was happening. The trophy was in the arena. 103-97, 3 minutes to go. And Clay 3, Steph 3, Clay 3, night-night, ball game. Incredible. Just absolutely incredible. 402-951-1620. Jason has been waiting patiently. Jason, appreciate your patience. Fire away, brother.
Hey, thanks. What I heard was that they had Bill Russell in the locker room waiting to give the MVP to Kawhi. To Kawhi.
Oh, boy.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yep.
They also had championship apparel outside the door.
Oh, boy.
And when the game ended, they got Bill Russell out of there really fast, is what they said. But I'll tell you why the Toronto Raptors are going to lose in seven games. Because when Kevin Durant went down, the whole place erupted in cheers. Everybody was happy. They were clapping, yelling. I mean, those fans are so obnoxious, I'm tired of them. And the basketball gods looked down, and they said, you know what? Not yet. We're going to go another game. We're going to go back to Golden State so they can win their last game in their building, because it's going to be – they could probably blow them out. And then they're going to have all that momentum, and they're going to come back to Toronto, and Golden State's going to add another chapter to their dynasty. I can just see it.
Yeah.
The Raptors are stunned. They are stunned right now. And you're right. They should not have called timeout, because when you have momentum and the clock is your friend,
yep,
you have to roll with it. All the great coaches do it. You know basketball as well as anybody. You know the feeling. You do not stop the momentum. You ride it out, because you've got. I mean, you're there, and just like you said, they kind of looked around, and the moment got to them.
Yeah.
I had one more thing I was going to say. That's about it.
I like it, Jason. Hey man, appreciate the call. This is a good one. Appreciate you at 402-951-1620. Yeah, I mean, honestly, that time. I mean, you'd have been better off. I was telling you, like, even if you just run 24 seconds off the clock and just miss a jumper, like, that was better than calling timeout in that spot for Toronto. You call timeout, you just crush the momentum, and you give the Warriors a chance to collect themselves a little bit. By the way, Golden State's favored by 3. Interesting, they were favored by 1 last night.
Yeah. A push.
That line's a little... Do you think it'd be... Weren't they favored by like 4.5 or 5 in game 4? Or I want to say it was more than 3.
It was more than 3. I think it was around 4.
I can't. Basketball lines are like, what's the difference between a 1 and 3? You know what I mean? Like, I struggle with it. I think football lines are easier to kind of assess and digest than basketball, you know? But yeah, just incredible. I mean, absolutely incredible. And you got a feel for Kevin Durant. Just brutal. It's and I just look at a situation like that and just unfortunate. It's just unfortunate. I don't think there has to be some enormous, you know, conversation filled with who's to blame, whose head do we got to put on a platter. I mean, I think everyone operated in good faith, and it just was a crappy deal that unfolded last night.
What did KD have? 11?
Yeah, 11. The box score here. I know he was 3 for 3.
Yeah.
KD had 11. KD was played in 12 minutes. He was 3 of 5, 3 of 3, 2 of 2, 11 points.
I'd argue that without that 11, Golden State does not pull this off.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I'm telling you, that's one of the things, like, you can laugh at that all you want. His 12 minutes were huge.
Absolutely huge. Absolutely huge.
Because look at this. His 12, guess who had the best plus minus yesterday?
KD.
KD.
I mean, granted, he didn't play as much. But still.
He had the best plus minus. He was plus six in 11 minutes. Wasn't it crazy to, because I went on a sportsmanlike conduct yesterday and we talked about, you know, the NBA finals, and I said, even if he can't move, he's just going to create space because you have to guard him. I know a lot, you know who couldn't move? Ethan Rogge couldn't move, but you needed him on the floor because you had to stay attached to him. I mean, you, like the first quarter, didn't it all of a sudden, you ever been driving in one lane and then all of a sudden it opens up to two lanes and you're like, oh, you know, like, yes. Oh, it's so much better. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Maybe for a while there's a construction zone, it's one lane, then all of a sudden it opens up to like three, like, oh my God. That's what it felt like watching the war. It, like, there went from like no space. All of a sudden KD was on the floor and it was like, look at all the space. Changes it, but I'm with you. Don't underestimate, like, Kevin Durant made a big impact on that game.
Bingo.
In just 12 minutes.
Bingo.
They were up 34-28. Like, that's how they got off to a good start. They got up. No doubt about it. 402-951-1620. All right. Last call for phone calls, in the words of Dan Patrick. You can email me, nick@1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter @Nick Paul. 402-951-1620. Game time.